It's Tuesday, November 22nd, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Philippians chapter 4, starting verse 2, the Word of God says, I entreat Euodia, and I entreat Syntyche, to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. When we were in the middle of the adoption process, we were considered Libby's foster parents by the state, even though she was ours from the beginning in our own hearts. Now, if you've ever dealt with any type of adoption or have known anyone who's dealt with adoption, you know that there are serious labor pains involved between the stress of all the red tape they have to go through and the anxiety of the uncertainty that entails with the process. There's some labor pains. Well, we weren't exempt from that. Now, as the months went by, it seemed like things were working out as we had been praying for, and though we faced a few bumps in the road, all was well on the horizon. I mean, it looked like things were going to be good, and that we were thinking that we were going to be able to adopt her, which is the very thing we had been desperately praying for. Then one day, we met with a social worker, just as a routine checkup, as you have to do. The meeting went well, and then she dropped the bomb on us. She said there's a couple who lives in Florida, and they had petitioned for custody for Libby. We just sat there dumbfounded, listening in disbelief, thinking this can't be happening. Well, the meeting ended. The social worker left, and Lindsay and I hit our knees in prayer. All right, this was a Tuesday morning, and Tuesdays were my sermon prep days, and so I left that meeting after Lindsay and I prayed. I went to go prepare my sermon for that following Sunday, and I was preaching through the book of Philippians at the time, and I was scheduled that following Sunday to preach on Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, which reads, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." Now, I had to say, Lord, you've got a sense of humor because I'm anxious here. See, I had to wrestle that day because I was saying things like, God, I don't have this down. Like, I don't have this worked out perfectly in my life. I'm struggling at this because I am anxious at this moment. I love this little girl, and I want this little girl to be my girl, and I want to be her daddy. So I prayed. Pray that he would give me something to say and help in the preparation. Well, in God's kindness, long story short, we adopted that little sweet girl named Libby last November. And the rest, as they say, is history. Now, here's the deal with anxiety. No matter how understandable that anxiety is, it's still sin. All right? Anxiety is fundamentally the sin of doubt. We doubt that God is sovereign. We forget that he is king. We put our trust in things that we can feel, things that we can see, things that we can grasp. And when those things are pulled out from under us, we panic and we worry. So what's the remedy? John MacArthur gives us a good word. He says, when people have difficulties they cannot solve, when they get into problems that debilitate them and raise their anxiety level and cause all kinds of personal trauma, the right answer isn't you need to go to someone who can talk about your problem. That's not the right answer. The right answer is you need to better understand the God who is sovereign over your problem. That's the answer. It's a fallacy to assume that some kind of careful human analysis of the problem is going to provide the solution. The solution is to understand I'm a fallen person. I live in a fallen world. It is cursed, and I bear the mark of that curse in my own fallen flesh. This is what is to be expected. But I will rest in the confident faith that my God is sovereign over all this fallenness to effect his eternal purposes. That kind of perspective is the solution to the problem. So that's the perspective, all right? And what does that perspective drive us to do? It's to pray. And that's exactly what Paul says to do. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. May we fight our anxiety. May we fight our worry by going to God in prayer during our times of uncertainty. And in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.
Every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.